KGGF, 690 AM, Coffeyville, Independence.
All righty. About 10 and a half minutes after 10 o'clock here on a Tuesday morning on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Big Bill Small here, and we got a big doings going on July 16th through the 23rd. It's the Labette County Fair, and here to tell us all about it, we've got David Newby on the phone. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fair to partly cloudy. That's about the best description I can give. So what's going on at the fair?
Just like usual, it's our 111th annual Labette County Fair over at Oswego. It starts on July 16th and runs through July 23rd. We've got, of course, the several livestock shows in the first part of the week in the evenings, and then we've got some night events over in the arena following that.
Okay. I see a bunch of different livestock shows here, like horse shows, swine shows. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yep, we start off the week like usual on Saturday, July 16th, with the horse show. We'll have the halter and performance classes in the morning at 9 o'clock, and then in the evening at 7 o'clock, we'll have our timed events and the roping, and then we'll the animals come into the fairgrounds on Sunday, and we'll kick off the livestock shows Monday evening with the swine show at 6 o'clock. The poultry show is on Tuesday morning at 9, and then we have the bucket calf and beef shows Tuesday evening starting at 5 o'clock. Rabbit shows Wednesday at 9, then meat and goat and sheep shows are at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, and we conclude our shows with the dairy shows on Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and you got a pony pull on the 17th. You're not pulling ponies. The ponies are doing the pulling, right?
That's correct. Yep, that's always a nice little event that we have several people out for, and we usually do it underneath our new shaded arena, so it kind of keeps it out of the sun and out of the heat a little bit anyway, the best we can this year.
Okay. And tell me about the bull riding, the danger zone bull riding.
Yep, we've changed things up a little bit this year with the events. We usually have rodeo Tuesday and Wednesday night. This year we're going to have our bull riding on Wednesday night with the typical little bull riding. It's a nice little event. They're in our arena. Starts at 8 o'clock. Gates open at 7. We do have a stock dog demonstration that night as well. We'll have somebody bringing out some stock dogs to kind of demonstrate how they use them to work cattle. And that is on Wednesday at 7:30.
Okay. And then you've got your ACRA and IPRA open rodeo on Thursday and Friday. Tell us about that.
Yep. Just like usual, like I said, we did move it to Thursday and Friday this year to try to get a few more contestants. We've opened up or got a little more payout this year, too, so we're hoping our contestant numbers are up a little bit on the rodeo side of things. And again, the gates open at 7 on that. The rodeo is at 8. And for the little ones, we do have mutt busting. That starts at 7:30.
Okay.
So if you have any questions about those, you can give the fair board a call to get more information.
Okay, who's the one-armed bandit?
That's our specialty act. And he basically kind of does different acts throughout the year and around the country. And if you haven't seen before, he's pretty entertaining. Usually not sure what his act will be this year. Every year he's got a little bit something different, but it's always entertaining.
Well, something to look forward to.
That's right.
Friday, you've got the Bill and Shirley McKinsey Memorial Livestock Sale.
Yep. That's where we get to reward our youth for the county for all their hard work this year. Come out, and we'd invite the community out to support them. It's always a great event, a great sale. Just a great amount of pride that our community provides for the kids and their hard work, their livestock by giving them some extra money for their livestock. And that's always entertaining. It begins at 4 o'clock on Friday. We'll have a little awards ceremony beforehand to hand out some awards, and the auction should start about 4:30.
And Ken, then the Saturday, it's something I would definitely be looking forward to, is the Demo Derby, cars crashing into cars.
That's right.
Reminds me of driving to work when I lived in the D.C. area. You get on the Beltway, that's a Demo Derby every damn morning. Tell us about what's going on with that and how much is going to be paid out.
Well, it's our typical Demo Derby. We have it every year, and it's always a big draw for people around the area. We've increased our payouts this year. Our total payouts are going to be just over $13,000, and expecting quite a few cars and good event, lots of hard hits. We give out some Mad Dog awards every year that the guys always enjoy to see who can make the hardest hit in each division. And so we're doing a lot more payouts this year. Hope to get a lot more cars. And it's on Saturday, July 23rd. The gates open for it at 6 o'clock, and the derby starts at 8.
One thing I like to see as a veteran myself is you guys are going to do current military and all veterans get in free each night. Tell me about that.
Well, basically, it's something we started a few years ago along with KOEM, Four States Heroes Program. And basically, if you're a military person or active military or retired, just bring your ID, and we'll give you a ticket to that night event. It's a great way for us to be able to support and thank our veterans for the service and all they've done for us. That us would be where we are today without them.
Okay. Where do folks go to get more information?
Yeah, you can visit our website, which is www.LeveckeCountyFair.com, or you can visit our Facebook page, which is just Leveque County Fair on Facebook, and we try to post all of our events coming up this week. We'll be posting those as we go, and so look forward to seeing everybody out there next week in Oswego.
Sounds like a good time to be had by all. That's the Leveque County Fair, the 16th through the 23rd at Oswego Fairgrounds. Again, the website is LevequeCountyFair.com, and if you got questions, fire off an email to LevequeCountyFair@gmail.com. David Newby, thank you for spending some time with us here this morning on the Mighty 690.
All right.